الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Most respected honorable ulama-i kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with this wealth of iman. And He has given us this religion of Islam. That the only way to be accepted in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran-i kareem, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ But generally, we will find that sometimes a very loose translation is given which is incorrect. That sometimes people translate it that verily the religion accepted by Allah is that of Islam. Our Ustad and Principal, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, may Allah grant him complete shifa. He explains and he cautions us and says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ The correct, perfect translation would be that the only way of life accepted by Allah is Islam. Because this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us does not govern, direct us with regards to our ibadah and acts of worship in our masjid, in our salah, in our ibadah, only for fasting and Ramadan. Rather, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us directions, guidelines, in every facet and walk of life. Whether a person is the father, whether he's the child, whether a person is the teacher, whether he's the student, whether he's the businessman, the employer or the employee. Every single person in society, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got some directions for him. So the deen of Islam does permeate every aspect of our life. The deen of Islam does not only teach us how to perform salah, it will teach us also how to walk when we come for that salah. Not that we only fast in the month of Ramadan, but how will we fast? What are the qualities that we will have to perfect the fasting, to perfect the hajj, etc.? So this deen of Islam is a perfect way of life. Every nation that came, the Nabi that was sent to that nation, came to address a deficiency or a shortfall in that nation, in that group, or in that qawm. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to Madian, Ashabul Aika, and he was ordered to give a direction to the people of Madian, and there was just one. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعِيبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَلَا تَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ After inviting them to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam cautions his nation and says, don't short measure and short weigh. In business, don't short change a person. Don't give less than the person is deserving and ought to be given. That's all. Now what was the reply of Shu'aib alayhi his nation? قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا أَوْ أَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ Did they ask Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, your deen and your religion is going to tell us what to do in our business houses? This doesn't mix and gel. Leave the deen for the masjid. Leave it for ibadah to Allah. When it comes to businessmen, our business acumen will direct us. Allah has blessed us. We've got that faculty of rationale, of thought, of intelligence. We'll exercise that. You don't tell us what to do and how to do. Don't mix the two. Leave the deen for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the masjid, the house of Allah. Dunya, leave it to us. We'll sort it out. Your deen should not direct us. So this was the shortfall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously after that, destroyed this nation. But the deen of Islam, as we've seen, is comprehensive. Gives us direction in every walk and facet of life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that each one of us needs to leave the house to earn a living, to get some livelihood. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba gives us a direction that the mindset, the frame of mind is so vital when earning even halal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man talaba dunya halalan. Man talaba dunya halalan isti'fafan 'anil mas'ala wa sa'yan 'ala ahlihi wa ta'attufan 'ala jarihi. Three things Nabi Sam enumerates. That person who leaves the house to earn halal money, rozi is halal, but his mindset is isti'fafan 'anil mas'ala. Oh Allah, so I don't have to stretch a begging bowl in front of people, I don't have to wait for a hamper or two. Number one. Number two, sa'yan ala ahlihi. To fulfill the requirements, the necessities of my family. To look after the needs and requirements of my family. Number three, ta'attufan ala jarihi. Oh my Allah, if there's an extra penny or two in my pocket, in my account, and my neighbor or my friend requires help, I will extend that help to him. I will help him. But today that friend or neighbor of ours who's in distress, financial constraint, he needs to get rid of some asset. If example is his car. The market value of the car is 50, he needs cash now. But you know he's desperate for the cash. You will squeeze him till the last because you know he's desperate. Nabi Sam is saying, ta'attufan ala jari, extend that helping hand. Your Muslim brother wants to ask you for help, you'll ask him, what's in there for me? What's in it for me? What percentage you can give me? I'll give you the funds, no problem. What's in it for me? Allahu Akbar. But that person who has the correct mind frame in his business, not to beg, fulfill the requirements of his family, and help if possible, and someone asks him for help, Nabi Sam says, لَقِيَ اللَّهِ, he'll meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah. وَوَجْهُهُ كَالْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. This person's face will be so radiant, so brilliant, like the 14th full moon. People will ask and rave with each other, who's that? Who's that? Are these the prophets also? But the contrary to it, مَنْ طَلَبَ الدُّنْيَا حَلَالًا. Now what Nabi Sam says, the second person, he goes to earn a halal sustenance. Business is halal. The item he's selling is halal. But his mindset is mukathiran mura'iyan. He's going to earn money because he wants to keep up to the Joneses. All the people in my complex, they upgrade the X5 or the BMW or Mercedes once every year. I'll have to get the new spec also. So he's working hard, pushing that extra, giving that last team in himself. Why? He needs to keep up to a standard of life. Nabi Sam says, لَقِيَ اللَّهِ, he'll meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah. وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ غَدْبَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be furious, angry with such a person. Dunya is halal. But that mindset why he's leaving the house is so vital, so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct reason for why we earn our livelihood. That it is to look after the needs and requirements of our daily self and our families. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari comes in many books of hadith, the two parties who enter into a transaction. That there's two things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُرِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. That person who's those two parties in a business, the two parties, they are truthful. وَبَيَّنَا, they are carte blanche, they open up everything with regards to the article.
They speak the truth. Any defect, he mentions it. Nabi Sam says, بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. There'll be baraka in the transaction. That person who sells his car, speaking the truth of whatever is a fault in the car, will get baraka. But وَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا. If they have to speak a lie, they hide the false, conceal the false of that item. Nabi Sam says, فَأَثَاءَ يَرْبَحَ رِبْحًا. He'll strike the deal, he'll get that extra grand or two. But وَيُمْحَقَ بَرَكَةُ بَيْئِهِمَا. The barakah of the transaction, the blessing is lost. Getting money, kufara even doing it. Barakah is what a Muslim gains. How? By earning the du'as of people and not the curse of people. Speak the truth. Nabi Sam says, be open. You'll get barakah. If example, simple example. Your car, please forgive me if the car value is a little bit too less, but we need to accommodate everyone. Example, this car is 50,000. But there is a gearbox problem. And your mechanic told you, it'll be 4 or 5 months you'll need to change that gearbox. Immediately it's in Gumtree up for sale. 50,000 rand for sale. Person comes, listen, I know you, you know me, I know your family and you hug us from this side. Can we just do a deal here? So he says, no problem. Hey, you know what, I'm serious. This car moves so well. But I'm feeling hard to even sell it. But you know what, never mind, I'll sell it for you. I'll sell it to you. But listen, 49, not less than that. Don't squeeze me too much. I need to buy another car. But you're not telling him, hey, listen, any faults? No, nothing. It just came out from service now. This is on the book. Came out from service. But that mechanic told you, you're not telling him that there's a problem in the gearbox. You'll get that extra 5,000, but Allah will put 5,000 expenses in your life later on. You want to know you went to a dietitian? Or you went to the doctor and the physician and he says, diagnosed with sugar, you're diabetic. Hey, there's no diabetic person in our whole family. How am I diabetic? You're lost. You can't decipher what happened here. How come all of a sudden, certain person is, your son met in an accident. Your wife knocked the car. Suddenly things are just happening in your life. Why? Because back in the days, maybe a month or week ago, you just robbed one of your Muslim brothers or one of the creations of Allah. Allah says, we'll take that money back from you, don't worry. You'll strike that deal, you'll get your extra 100,000, whatever it is, but we'll put the expenses in your life. We'll take it out. What you took was not due to you, it'll come out. But that person who's truthful, there's barakah. There's blessings in his transaction. Then he goes to work, there's a phone call. The teacher from the school phones and says, listen, there's one space available for your child. You want to admit your child? I mean, you know, I was thinking about it, but I thought my child wouldn't be able to get admitted into that school. But anyway, the phone call came. No problem. I'll take it. They phone you from the garage. Listen, we've got this demo model, only 1,000 on the clock. And there's a 50% slash on the price. You want it? You want it or not? Listen, I was thinking about it. Here it comes to me. One is a person hankering after. One is here, it's coming to you. That's barakah. Abu Ustad used to give us a simple, beautiful example. He says a person who has a fowl run, and there's chicken or fowls in that area. So one is a person can take a bowl, and he puts all the food and the grain and the into that container, and he leaves it in the dead center of the fowl run. All the animals will come with this fowls, they'll come and eat of it. He says that is barakah. You come to your business house in the morning, everything is in front of you. Everything sorted out. The truck is waiting outside, they're ready to deliver. Everything is passed in the docks. And here someone is waiting outside, ready to buy your car. Everything is above board, everything is just rolling for you. But that person, no barakat in his life, is like a person, that owner of that fowl run. He takes all the feed of that fowls and he spreads it around the whole fowl run. Fowl run, and the fowls really run for it then. Then it's a fowl run. Then sometimes you come in a business, what's happening? You got this meeting, that to sign, and this appointment, and this happened, and the doctor, and things are just happening. You're just not composed, you're not collected in yourself. What's happening? What's all this pareshani? Why to me? That's it. There's no barakat in that life. There's no barakat even in your time. No barakah. So what we need to earn is the barakah and the blessings of people.
Don't leave the house with that intention, which garak I can get today. Let's see which big fish I can catch. No, whose earnings and whose du'as can I get today? You won't know whose du'as will strike, and they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes everything easy for you, your family and everyone. The entire ummah. So that's what we need to earn. But now how will we gain that barakah? Two things. That number one, the transaction, whatever we are dealing in, has to be 100% halal kosher. Everything has to be permissible. That the article has to be permissible, the means and the transaction itself be permissible. And number two is the manner of the transaction, the qualities you adopt as a trader has to be according to sunnah. That we speak the truth, we don't speak lies. That if there's a defect, we will mention it. We keep to our word. We don't speak lies. We don't do anything wrong. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just a few points to highlight. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, matalul ghaniyyi dhulmun. Matalul ghaniyyi dhulmun. Generally we will translate and say, procrastinating in payment, procrastination of a rich man is oppression. Means if, example, a rich man is owing someone money, and he delays in the payment of his account, he settles it later than he can, Nabi Sam says it's oppression. But the other way to it also applies. Idafat ila al-fa'il, idafat ila al-maf'ul for these scholars. That the second is, one is you owe a rich man money. You owe a rich man money. But what you think? Listen, he doesn't need that 5,000 in his life. Even if I stretch him for one more year, it won't harm him in the least. It's not going to pinch his pockets. So let me delay him a little more when you can pay him today. That's also oppression. He's the rich man, you're not the rich man. But you have the means to settle the account now and you delay. That's also oppression. So Nabi Sam says, مَطَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ذُلْمٌ. That's one area we be careful about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding. One businessman in Durban, he said, Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of barakat in the business now. What happened? He says he consulted with one person, one alim. So this alim tells him, listen, your business must become cash now. That's all, cash. When that parcel comes, give the cash and let him go. Pay cash. So what happened? How come there's more barakat? The turnaround time is quicker. He says, when I'm doing business now, I'm trading with my stock, not his stock. And Allah wants you to give me barakah, not him. So my barakat is coming quicker than before. Why? I'm trading with goods that belong to me. As compared to before, I would drag him. I say, listen, take one parcel tomorrow Friday, and the next week Friday, the second parcel will be done in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, inshallah. But you can pay him. Why are you not paying him? Now he's thinking, this mota, yeah, he's so rich, he can't pay me. But anyway, you know, I have to do business like this, otherwise I'll lose one customer. But you can pay him and you delay him. But you say, no, come next week and the following week. And one person said that he delivered the goods before the 25th. He delivered it before the 25th of the month. Which means they are taking 30 days of payment. So the before the 25th of the next month, he had to be paid. And 30 days pass, the 25th of the following month. He says, by maaf man, money, can we come collect? He says, you'll only invoice us on the 27th. But we delivered before that. No, you're invoiced after. So wait one more month. That's the protocol. That's the rules of our businesses. You listen, you won't come collect your goods. We don't deal in future. Allahu Akbar. If we want barakah, we need the du'as of people. We need the blessings of people, not the curses. Person mustn't be hard in business. We should be upright and straight. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Why was he such an accepted scholar of hadith? Not only the truthfulness in his word in hadith, he was truthful even in his business. Once a consignment of goods came to Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, came at night. So one group of traders come and they say, oh Imam Bukhari, we prepared to buy it from you. We will give you, forget about your cost price, 5,000 silver coins is your profit. Overnight, 5,000 silver coins. So he says, see, I haven't investigated, I haven't done a count of the goods as yet and the stock. Listen, come tomorrow morning, we'll conclude the deal. We'll conclude it. Before this group could come the next morning, a second group of traders come. And they say, oh Imam Bukhari, we heard what transpired last night. Forget about 5,000, we'll give you 10,000 silver coins profit. He says, لا أحب أن أنقض نيتي. I don't like to break my intention. Listen, I don't need that extra money. I need the blessings. I gave them my word. So see, I'm prepared for the lesser amount, but I'll get the du'as and the blessings of those people. 5,000 is fine. I don't need the 10,000. I need the du'as. I won't break and go against my word. No, not at all. Person is selling his house. Reality. It took place here in Durban. Person is selling his house anyway. Estate agent is. House is on show on a Sunday. So one person goes and he's happy with the house and he says, right, listen, deal done. Obviously, because it was a Sunday, papers have to be signed on a Monday. That's not going to carry all the documents. So no problem. Tomorrow morning, before I leave for work, I'll come sign the documents. Okay, so deal is done. The same night, the estate agent gets a phone call. Muslim agent, rather non-Muslim agent, Muslim person buys it. The first person who gave his word. Second person phones at night and he says, listen, is that duplex available? I want to buy it. He says, no, we just did the deal a few hours ago. He says, listen, I know the game. It means you haven't signed any documents. 100,000 for your pocket, you sell it to me. No, listen, excuse me, brother, I can't do that. He says, what do you mean you can't do that? This is business, fair. I'll give you the money, you give me the property. You haven't signed anything as yet. He says, no, but I told him I'm giving it to him. What do you mean him? He says, no, listen, you also are Muslim. I sold it to another Muslim brother. He says, yeah, that's what I'm asking you for me. I know he's my Muslim brother. When we go to the masjid, he'll go to the right wing. I go to the left wing. Nothing major. He stands one side, I stand one side. We're still brothers. It's business. You have to be hard, otherwise you can't get your way around. Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to be upright. To be scrupulous in our business. Sometimes when you hear what's happening in the auctions, Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. Allah protect us. We all know what's happening. And Allah protect us. Allah protect every one of us. We need barakah, we need blessings, the du'as of people, not the curse of people. That there's everything. There's a ring, there's the click. You can't enter, they throw you out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. And grant us the understanding. Nabi Sam says, At-tajiru saduqul amin. That businessman who's going where? Abghadul bilad. Nabi Sam says, the worst of places on the surface of the earth is the marketplace. Worst. But, At-tajir, As-saduq, Al-ameen. That businessman who is truthful, he's trustworthy. On the day of Qiyamah, because of the qualities of being truthful and trustworthy in the worst of places, on the day of Qiyamah will be resurrected ma'an nabiyyin, was-siddiqeen, was-shuhada, with the prophets, with the truthful, with the siddiqeen and the martyrs. So the question is posed, why was-salihin is not mentioned? Because was-salihin comes in the Quran for ulama. Because Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan rahmatul Ali gives the example and he says, At-tajiru saduqul ameen. That businessman who is sadiq and he is ameen. He is already salih. How can he be included amongst the salihin? He is already pious because of these qualities that he possesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability to understand and remember that when we go to our business houses, when we are entering our business areas, remember we are going as ambassadors of deen. Person who's coming to trade and transact with you, he's dealing with a Muslim. Come what may, this is an impression he will be left with of Islam. That if this person is selling his deen for a few coppers, there's no value to his deen. If a person can sell his deen for a few coppers, his deen doesn't have value according to him, why should I embrace it? So let us be truthful in our businesses. Keep to our word. No stolen goods are in our businesses. We pay duly whatever is due to a person. We don't delay in payment. We are upright. We are scrupulous. We come according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability. Grant us the ability to practice to be businessmen like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Grant us barakah in our businesses. Grant us barakah in our businesses. You know, example just comes in the mind as we close in the topic, is that if a person comes and knocks on your door, look at this, he knocks on your window, you say, Boza, give me something. Listen, you healthy, must go work. You wouldn't even give him 5 rand. You wouldn't give him, must go work. And the same person, he's working where? On Sparks Road or Brickfield Road. What is he selling? He's selling lychees or mangoes. Bosa, how much this bunch of lychees? 40 rand. 35. Who knows? Maybe his profit is only 5 rand, but you squeeze him. He wants to do business, but you're squeezing him. When he comes to bed, you don't want to give him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to practice. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.